On this Wednesday, Drew Lerner joins us from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, good afternoon to you, Drew. It is a gorgeous USDA WASD day and crop production in our part of the world. And apparently, oh, well, the crops are really good because both the corn and the soybeans came in as record breakers this morning.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about the forecast and about that wind, too, that we had on Monday?
Yeah, well, you know, the wind was quite the deal. You know, traveling 700 miles plus from Nebraska into Indiana, a really impressive event. I can't believe how many storm reports there were. I last counted somewhere close to 450 wind damage reports, but that was only into the evening on Monday, and I think the storms continued to go into Indiana after that. So, but anyway, just phenomenal. And some of the pictures I'm sure folks have seen, just amazing what nature can do to a crop after, you know, seeing generally good conditions. Those central Iowa counties that were most impacted were really not a part of that drought. And so they had a pretty good-looking crop going, and unfortunately it's now down on its knees. And we'll see what it can do, but I have the feeling it's pretty late in the season. It's going to be pretty hard for that crop to recover. Outside of that, you're absolutely right. It's just a really good year. I was trying to go back in time and see some other years where our pattern has been like this. And I was looking at 1966. I was looking at 2002 somewhat, and even 1992 to a certain degree. We ended up drier that year at the end of the season. We may still do that, but boy, it's going to be September before we really notice any substantial dry down. Anyway, just kind of interesting to see how well we have finished, and I do not see any real good reason why we're going to deviate majorly from this pattern for the next 10 days to 2 weeks. We have cooler air coming up next week. We're going to see some showers this week. We will dry down in the latter part of the month and maybe into early September. But, you know, it's hard to knock a really good crop down when you're this late in the season. It would be at least 2 weeks before we get dry enough to be an issue. So that's pretty much the perspective in the U.S.
How about in Canada?
You know, Canada's prairies have had an interesting year, to say the least. They start off with last year's crop still standing in many areas, and a lot of areas too wet and cool. They were late getting going, and then they had some fairly good conditions take place. It got pretty darn dry, though, in parts of Saskatchewan, and that trailed back into Montana and the western Dakotas, of course. And then as we've come into more recent weeks, there was a short-term period of really decent, timely rainfall in late July. But boy, this month has been just bone dry, and it has been fairly warm. A lot of the late-season crops in Saskatchewan and Manitoba are really stressed at the moment, but there is some good news. We do see rain coming in tonight and continuing on into Friday, maybe even early Saturday, in Manitoba and eastern parts of Saskatchewan. That's where most of their corn and soybeans are produced these days, and there will be a very positive response, I believe. A lot of the rain amounts will be in the half to 1.5-inch range and maybe some local 2-inch-plus amounts, and then they'll go back into some dry weather. There's going to be a couple of shots of cool air coming up for North America that will impact Canada as well as the U.S., and that will conserve some of the moisture. So I think we're going to come out of this okay. Some of the central Saskatchewan areas into Montana and southern Alberta are still quite dry and will stay that way, but some of those early season crops are coming off the fields now, so it's not really going to make a whole lot of difference.
I made note that the Ukrainians have cut their corn production or export numbers, probably both. I take it that squares with what you think has happened in that nation?
Absolutely. And it was both the exports and the production that were cut. And, you know, that area in eastern southern Ukraine, which is very important from an agricultural perspective, has not seen much in the way of meaningful rain since at least mid-July. And it's just been one day after the other of little to no rain. And temperatures were fairly warm to hot there for a little while. It hasn't been an excessively warm year, though. But, you know, they came into the growing season with limited moisture to begin with, and so it didn't take long for them to get too dry. So absolutely, the cut was necessary, and it wouldn't surprise me to see a further decline. And with that as an example, any unirrigated crop in Ukraine's east and south, as well as neighboring areas of Russia's southern region, will likely follow suit with low yields expected. I fully expect soybeans as well as corn and sunseed in these areas all to come in with low yields, and a further cut is probable.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time with me today.
You bet. Have a great afternoon.
Oh, you too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.